This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More transcripts are being released in the impeachment inquiry of U.S. President Trump. AP's Ed Donahue.
Defense Department official Laura Cooper testified on the day Republicans tried to disrupt her closed-door deposition.
We're going to go and see if we can get inside. So
Cooper said the view was unanimous among national security officials. The White House should not stop military aid to Ukraine, and they were trying to engage President Trump on this. U.S. Special Envoy to Ukraine Kurt Volker later told Cooper there was a statement the Ukraine government could make to get security money flowing. The House investigation involves whether President Trump pushed Ukraine's president to investigate Joe Biden and Democrats while the administration was withholding military funds for Ukraine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A large section of the United States has already been hit by unusually frigid temperatures, with many more parts expecting even more winter weather weeks ahead of the official start of the season. VOA's Lattice Hook.
A so-called Arctic blast swept from the north last week. Another one is expected to hit this week, bringing record-breaking low temperatures to many eastern states, extending as far south as the states of Florida and Texas by Wednesday. For many people, Veterans Day began with snow shoveling. Some communities were forced to cancel holiday parades. The accumulation of snow on the roads slowed traffic, which was lighter than usual due to the holiday. The weather caused a plane to slide off a runway at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Passengers reported more than one attempt to land.
There was no visibility at all.
Hundreds of other flights at Chicago's O'Hare and Midway airports were canceled. Zlarissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Trump issued a statement on the resignation of Bolivian President Evo Morales, calling his departure a significant moment of democracy in the Western Hemisphere.